这个咖啡最大的一杯酒。
我们还是要来看以此耶稣。
And I'm going to do, ask you to do something which I think will help me, and I think it will really help you.
我要请你们做一件事，我想那对我有帮助，同时对你们，我想也有帮助。
When I come to the actual message, I'm going to ask you not to write it down.
当我正式在那里讲信息的时候，我要请你们大家不记录。
But just to listen to what I'm saying.
这样好好的集中听我讲。
Afterward, I will go over the points, and if you want to put them down, you can.
马后的时候，我要重复来讲那个纲要。那个时候你要记，可以记。
I really think that that method will help you.
我想这个方法对你们有帮助。
But to begin with, I'm just going to give you a very broad outline of this book.
在开头的时候，我给大家关于以死耶稣一个很简单的纲要。
This you can put down.
现在可以记。
But let me say here that I have no intention of
把全本的以死耶稣都看过。
It is not my thought to study the whole of this book.
我没有意思把全书都读过。
I'm just going to take out some of the great features.
我不过是要把其中几方面的重点拿出来看一下。
There is a large middle section that we shall hardly consider at all.
还有许多好像集中的一些地方，那是我们相当费事来看的。
This is one of the most difficult books in the Bible to understand.
这是圣经中相当难懂的一卷书。
I expect you have discovered that in reading only the first three chapters.
我信你们只要把头三章读过，你们就发现这个难处。
And so I will just give you this very broad outline of the whole book.
所以我就是把这本书一个很宽广的纲要给你们就是了。
You can fill in the details.
然后你们可以把那些细节填到里面去。
You want to know, first of all, what the whole book is about.
你们第一该知道的就是这本书是讲什么。
Can we put on the first page anything that sums up the meaning of the whole book?
我们应该在第一页上就把这个书的意义写出来。
I think we can.
我想我们能这样做。
This is the book.Of the persistent purpose of God.
这一本书是说出神那个永存的旨意。
The divine energies in relation to divine purpose.
说出神圣能力如何来完成神圣的旨意。
If you want a New Testament fragment,That will explain that. You have it in Ephesians 1:11.
在以弗所一章十一节里头，能把这个意思说出来。
According to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will.
原是那位随己意行着万事的，照着他自己所预定的。
Ephesians 1:11 is the key to the book of Ezekiel.
以弗所一章十一节乃是以西结这本书的一个所有。
That word in Ephesians 1:11, who worketh, is a strong word.
以弗所一章十一节里面有这个行作。那个字眼是很强很重的一个字眼。
The Greek word is energio, which means energy.
在希腊文里头是 energy, 这个字的意思就是努力增加的意思。
So that God is energizing all things after the counsel of his own will.
所以神乃是照着他是计划的那个旨意努力挣扎来完成他是该做的事。
In a special way, that is what we have in this book of Ezekiel.
特别在以西结书里头我们看见是这样。
You must read the whole book in the light of Ephesians 1:11.
你们必须照着以弗所一章十一节的亮光来读以西结全书。
I think we shall see that as we go on.
我想当我们进去的时候我们会看出这一点。
Now for the broad outline of the book.
那现在我们要说到这一本书那个宽广的纲目。
We begin with the prophet himself.
我们开始是说到先知自己
and his preparation for his ministry.
也说到他那个执事的准备。
That covers the first three chapters.
这就是包括了头三章。先知和他执事的准备。
The prophet himself.
先知自己
the prophet's vision
和先知的意所看见的意象
and the prophet's commission
还有先知的使命
chapters 1-3
就是一章到三章
the next section is from chapter 4 to chapter 26
第二部分或者第二段就是从第四章到二十六章
That section has to do with the nation of Israel.
这一部分是说到以色列人。
There are three things in that section about the nation.
在这一段里头说到以色列国有三点。
Firstly, their departure from God.
第一，他们远离神。
Secondly, their denunciation by God.
第二，神对他们定罪的宣告。
And thirdly, their judgment.
第三点，神的他们是受的审判。
Then the next section is from chapter 25 to chapter 32.
我刚才对不起，到第二段是到二十四章哈。第三段从二十五章到三十二章。
This section has to do with the nations.
这一段说到列国。
There are first of all four nations dealt with.
首要的先说到四个国。
Ammon, Moab, Edom, Philistia.
亚门、摩押、以东和腓力斯。
And then there are two, Tyre and Sidon.
然后就说到推罗和西顿这两个国。
There's a very brief interval referring to the restoration of Israel in chapter 28, verses 25 and 26.
在二十八章 26, verse?
25,
verses 28,
yeah,
25, 26. 二十八章二十五二十六节，这里特别要说到这个以色列人复兴的事，就是说列国之间提到他们的复兴。
And then the judgment of the nations proceeds.
然后再接着说以色列国，列国是受的审判。
And Egypt is judged.
埃及受了神的审判。
Then we come to section 4.
再就是第四段。
This brings us back to Israel, the nation.
这又叫我们回头来看以色列国。
This section is from chapter 33 to chapter 39.
这一段是从33章到39章。
This section deals with the watchman.
这一段是说到那个守望者。
The shepherds.
牧人。
The new order,
那个新的秩序
the vision of dry bones,
还有那些撕破的骨头的意象
and the last enemy,
末了的以及末了的仇敌
Then we come to the fifth and final section,
这就是第五段，也就是末后的一段
That is the restoration,
就是说到以色列的复兴
chapter 40 to chapter 48.
就是从四十章到四十八章。
In that we have the temple.
在这一段里头，我们看见圣殿。
The Lord,
主自己。
The service of the temple.
还有在圣殿中的侍奉。
The river,
还有那道河。
The land,
还有迦南地。
The inheritance.
以及他们所得的产业
and the city
和那个圣城。
Now, as I said, we are not going to study all that.
我已经说过，我们不需要把这些都读过。
That is only given you to help you to get a grasp of the whole of the book.
这个不过是帮助你们能领会这本书的大意。
We come back to our part of the study.
我们现在回头来看我们要看的
and we are still going to spend some time in the first section
我们还是花一点功夫要来看第一段
I think it is most important that we should spend much time with this section
我想我们需要花更多一点的功夫在这一段上面
I expect that from time to time you will be saying well I wish he would get on with the book
也许我想你们也许一直盼望我能和你们把全书看一下
But I am in no hurry to cover a great deal of ground
但是我不想着急地来看太多的东西
I want to make sure that we really do get hold of these fundamental lessons
我确实盼望我们大家能抓住了这基本的功课
So we come backTo the first three chapters, the prophet's preparation for his ministry.
所以我们再来看头三章如何说到这个信之他执事的准备。
This is a matter which concerns us very much.
这一件事对我们是非常有关系。
How the prophet was prepared for his ministry.
这个信之如何受到的准备而用尽他的执事。
For what was true of Ezekiel is true concerning us spiritually.
因为凡在以斯帖身上那个光景在我们身上属灵方面也都是这样。
Yesterday morning we saw the time factor in his ministry.
我们昨天早晨看过在以斯帖他这个执事里头那个时间的因素。
The situation to which he was called to minister,
也看过他梦到来服侍的那个局面
and the express word of the Lord to him personally,
并且看过主所给他的那个紧急的话语
Now this morning we come to the visions.
那现在今天早晨我们要来看这个意象
You notice what this says.
我们要注意这里怎样说法。
I was among the captives by the river Kibar. The heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God.
第一节，我在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了，得见神的意象。
And I want to say.Right here that while the form of these visions will not be repeated in the case of the Lord's servants, the spiritual principles and meaning must be true of us all.
我愿意在这里点出来，虽然这个意象的形式在今天不是一定要再重复。但是这个一线的原则和意义在我们身上完全实在的
Our purpose is to get behind what is objective to the meaning of things
我们的目的是要在这些事情的背后找出它那个客观的意义来
We shall all the time be trying to get at the spiritual meaning
我们一直做的就是要找出那个属灵的意义
You see, the objective side is only the temporary method
在那个客观一面就不过是一个暂时的方法
It is just the means that God employed for the time being
那就是神暂时是用的一个方法
The spiritual meaning is the permanent and the real.
属灵的那个意义乃是永久的，并且是实际的。
So we come to the vision.
所以我们就是这样来看这个意象。
Ezekiel said, "I saw visions of God."
意思就是说，我看见了神的意象。
That had two meanings.
这有两个意思。
That means that the visions came from God.
第一，就是说这个意象是从神而来的。
They were visions which God gave him.
这是意象，那神所给他的。
And it meant that they were visions of the goings of God.
这也就是说，这是意象乃说出神的行动了。
God was on the move.
神正在这里行动。
God was taking a certain course.
神在这里有一种的程序。
And the prophet was given to see the ways that God was taking.
这个先知得以看见神所走的那个路。
That is the meaning of visions of God.
这就是神的意象的意思。
But before he saw visions of God, it says the heavens were opened.
当他在看见神的意象之前，这里说是天开了。
I'm going to speak mostly about that this morning.
今天早晨我大半都是要说到这件事。
But before I come to that, there are one or two things to say.
但是我要说这件事之前，先要说出一两点。
The visions that were given to Ezekiel varied in time, in nature, and in method.
是给以色列人的意象，无论在时间、在性质，都有一些个不同。
That is, they varied at different times.
在一时过一时，这些意象是不同的。
They did not all come to the prophet at the same time.
不是说在这一个时候，所有意象都给先知看见了。
The Lord gave something to the prophet.
主给先知一点东西。
This had the effect of bringing the prophet down on his face before the Lord.
这有一个结果，就叫先知在主面前匍匐在地。
That is what it says at the end of chapter 1.
这就是这个第一章末了所告诉我们的。
Then the Lord put him on his feet.
然后主就叫他站起来。
And this kind of thing happened from time to time.
这一种呢是一次过一次的，一直发生。
My point is that there were intervals in the prophet's life.
我的一点就是说，在一世界的一生里头是分着一个时期一个时期的。
And in those intervals, the prophet had to think about what had been shown to him.
在这一个时期一个时期的里边，先知需要去思想一下到底是什么东西给了他，
and to adjust himself to what the Lord had shown，
并且要照着主所给他看见的来改正他的自己。
Now brothers and sisters, I want to put a line underneath that.
弟兄姊妹，我愿意在这个底下画一条线。
We must have such intervals in our ministry.
在我们的职事里头，我们必须有这样的一个时期，一个时期。
If the Lord shows us something,
如果主是给我们看见了什么东西，
we must take a time to consider it.
我们需要用一点时间来把那个思想一下。
To face what it means and what it implies.
我们要找出他说指的是什么意思，这包裹的是什么。
That is a necessity in ministry.
这在职事上是一个需要。
A very great deal of value is lost by our just continually going on.
有很多的价值都给我们丧失了，就是因为我们缺少这样的时间，而不过直接往前去了。
And not giving those periods for quietness with the Lord over what he is saying.
不用一点的时间安静地去想到主所说的话。
There must be a kind of Sabbath quiet to meditate upon what the Lord is showing.
必须有一点的时间，像安息日那样能安静下来思想主所说的。
The Lord says something.
主说了一点什么话,
and then we go and give it out.
那我们就快快地传出去了,
and we go on and on like that.
我们就是这样一直一直地向前,
and we do not pause.
这样我们并不有一点的停息,
to think about what the Lord is really saying.
我们不停息下来去想主说什么,
what this really implies.
想主所说的到底是包括什么,
and to adjust ourselves to it.
去把自己照着主所说的改正一下。
I believe that a very great deal of the life and ministry of the Apostle Paul came out of his 2 years silence in the desert.
我相信使徒保罗他那一生的执事的价值有大多都从他那在旷野中2年的情形而来的。
He had the vision of the Lord on the way to Damascus.
他在去大马士的路上得到了主的意象。
It was a tremendous vision that brought him down on his face.
那一个大的意象使他扑倒在地。
It required 2 years of silence to adjust himself to the meaning of that vision.
那一个意象的意义需要他2年的功夫把自己改正一下才能符合那个意象的意义。
I have often tried to imagine what was going on during those 2 years.
我常常在那里想到那2年之内有什么事发生在保罗身上。
What it was that Paul had to adjust himself to.
保罗在那2年之内有多少的事情把自己改正了一下。
How he had to read all his Bible over again in the light of that vision.
他如何就是凭着那个意象来讲完把他的圣经重新再读过。
He had to reconstruct his whole theology in the light of that vision.
他需要凭着那个意象的亮光把他整个的圣学都在改造一下。
He had to think things all over again in the light of that vision.
他要凭着那个意象的亮光把一切的事重新再检查过。
And I believe that a great deal that we have from Paul came out of those 2 years.
我信就是从那2年之内的里头保罗给了我们许多的东西。
Now I'm not suggesting that after this training course you go away for 2 years.
这不是说过了这一次的训练我向你们建议你们就去停2年吧。
I should get myself into trouble with the elder brothers if I suggested this.
如果我是这样去,那负责的弟兄就要难为我了。
But you see, here is a principle.
但是大家要看见这里有一个原则。
The Lord spoke to Ezekiel.
主对以斯帖说话了。
And Ezekiel was silent for 7 days.
以斯帖就7天之久静默下来。
He could not go on with his ministry until he had spent those 7 days thinking about what the Lord had shown to him.
一直等到这个7天安静之后,他才能想过主对他说的什么意义,他才能够去尽他的职事。
My point is that the Lord does not give us everything at once.
我的点是在这里说,主不是一下子把一切都给了我们。
He waits until we have really understood what he has said.
他是等到我们真的了解了他是说的是什么然后再给我们。
And he waits until we have adjusted ourselves to that.
并且他也是等到我们把自己当作是听见的改正了之后再给我们。
So be very jealous about these intervals.
所以我们应该尽我们所能的要有这个一个时期的休息安息。
Say to yourself from time to time, I must get away and think about what the Lord has been saying.
也常常对自己说,我必须脱开一切安静的一些思想,主对我所说的什么意思。
I must get away from the ministry, I must get away from the work.
我必须从我的知识,从我传达的工作脱开。
I must have at least a few hours to think about it all.
我最少有几小时的功夫,把主所说的想一下。
These are tremendous value.
这有非常大的价值。
I can say that out of my own experience.
我能从我自己的经历里告诉你们一点。
Sometimes if I only take a journey away from things,
有的时候我就是远行离开许多的事。
I may go away in my car.
我使我的车到远处去。
Or I may go away by train.
也许我是走火车到别处去。
Just for a few hours to get right away from everything.
就是有几分钟的功夫离开一切的事。
And let the meaning of things come back to me afresh.
让事情的真实意义能够再给我新鲜的领会。
Do believe me, that is very important.
听我的话, 这是非常重要的一件事。
Our ministry will become just words and very thin unless it is like that.
除非我们这样的话, 我们的知识不过就是话语也非常的轻。
We have got to come back again and again altogether fresh.
我们需要把事情一再一再的想过，得到新鲜的意思。
There's a very great deal of what the Lord has said that lies in the past that has never been applied.
本书对我们是说的，这一万都相当的意义，是我们没有领会的。
And it will only really live as we spend quiet time with it.
只有我们安静去想那些事的时候，那些事才能向我们显出来。
I believe that it is one of the enemy's great methods to try and keep us busy all the time.
我想是仇敌一个最厉害的方法，使我们一直的忙碌。
He gives us a wrong kind of conscience about the Lord's work.
他使我们对主的工作有个错误的观念。
I can tell you this also out of experience.
从我的经历中，我也能管这件事说一点。
I went on for a long, long time like that.
我这样的忙碌有很久的时间。
I never gave the Lord his Sabbath rest.
我从来没有享受主所定规的那个安息日的安息。
I got a false conscience about this thing.
我对这件事一个错误的观念。
If I am not doing something from the Lord, then I'm all wrong.
我若是不为主做什么事呢，我就完全错误了。
I must keep going on and on.
我必须一直忙碌，一直工作。
And I felt very bad inside if I was not busy for the Lord.
若我不是常常为主忙碌，我的里面就感觉不安。
But I came to see that that's wrong.
但是结果我看见这是错误的。
And because I did not give the Lord his rest, he took it.
因为我没有来享受主所给我的安息，他就把安息拿去了。
And he put me aside for some weeks.
他就把我摆在一边有几周的光景。
Where I could do nothing.
在那个光景里头我不能做什么。
And then I started afresh.
然后我得到新鲜了。
But in that time, the ministry had become a new thing.
但是经过那个时期，我的职事成为一个新的东西。
We are touching a very important principle here.
我们在这里是摸着一个很重要的原则。
This matter of period between revelations.
就是在两个知识之间一段时期的安静。
So it was with Ezekiel.
在以色列身上就是这样。
He had his quiet times, not just an hour in the morning.
他有他那个安静的时间，不是仅仅在早晨一小时就是了。
But from time to time, he was silent.
他一再都有安静的时间。
He was saying nothing.
他不说什么话。
He was alone with the Lord.
他是单独的亲近主。
Then this ministry varied in its, these visions varied in their nature and not only in their time.
还有，他所看见的意象不仅在时间上有不同，并且在性质上也有分别。
So you have the various kinds of vision.
所以我们看见他看见了各种不同的意象。
We are not going to stay with these just now.
我们现在不能把这些都看一下。
We only mention them.
我们不过提一下就是了。
First of all, there was the vision of the throne.
所以他看见了那个宝座的意象。
Then we know the vision of the valley of dry bones.
以后他看见那些枯干骨头遗骨那个骨的意象。
Then the vision of the Lord's house.
以后他看见了那个圣殿的意象。
Then the vision of the great river.
以后他看见了那条大河的意象。
The vision of the land.
还有迦南地的意象。
The vision of the people in their inheritance.
以色列百姓承受产业的意象。
And finally, the vision of the city.
没了，他看见了那个城的意象。
We leave those for the time being because we are going to speak more fully of them later.
我们现在把这些停下来，因为以后我们还要说得更清楚一些。
But in the third place, the vision varied in method.
还有第三点，这是一项在方法上也都有分别。
And this is something we must stay with for a minute.
这一点我们现在必须看一下。
The visions that came to Ezekiel came in two different ways.
一世节所看见的意象领导他有两种的方法。
Firstly, they came in an objective way.
第一是一种客观的方法领导他。
Things were presented to him in vision.
有的事情是在意象里头摆在他跟前给他看见。
He was like John on the Isle of Patmos.
他像使徒约翰在巴摩海岛上一样。
He saw things in an objective way.
他看见在客观方面的一些事情。
But the visions were not always in that way.
但是意象不总是这一种的光景。
There was a second method by which the visions came to Ezekiel.
一时间看见意象还有第二个方法。
And that method was by the instruction of the Spirit.
这一个意象，这一个方法就是圣灵的一种指示。
And that was the larger method.
这就是更大的一个方法。
Of course, these two methods were not always separate.
自然这两种方法不是一直能分开的。
But they do mark a distinction.
但是这里确实有一个不同。
In our dispensation, the first method is very uncommon.
在我们新约这个时代，这一个方法是非常不平常的。
Paul did have some visions and revelations in the first way.
保罗照着第一个方法，的确得到了一些个启示和意象。
In 1 Corinthians 12, he says, I will come to visions and revelations.
他在哥林多前书十二章里边，他说他看见了启示和意象。
I knew a man about 14 years ago.
他说我认识一个人是在14年之前。
Such a one was caught up into heaven.
这一个人被弃到天上去。
Whether in the body I know not or out of the body I know not.
或者在心内或者在身外我并不知道。
Such a one was shown things unlawful to the others.
这样一个人他看见了不可发表的事。
Well, that was the first method for Paul.
这是保罗看见异象的第一个方法。
He had those objective visions.
他看见了那些客观的异象。
The Apostle John had the same.
使徒约翰也有这种异象。
But these were the exceptional.
这些都是例外的。
And there are very few of us in this dispensation who have that kind of thing.
在这个新约的时代，我们中间很少人有这种例外的意象。
Such visions usually belong to the beginning of things.
这种的意象常常都是在一件事情起头的时候有的。
The objective side usually relates to beginnings.
这客观意象平常都是事情开始的时候有的。
I'm tempted to enlarge upon that because it is important.
我好像受到引导要把这个多说一点，因为这是重要的。
Take the whole matter of those spiritual gifts mentioned by Paul.
我们来看使徒保罗所说的那属灵的恩赐
，such as the gift of tongues，
像说方言的恩赐
；the gifts of healing，
像医病的恩赐。
These are the objective things.
这些都是客观的东西。
They belong to the beginning.
这是属于开头的。
You know, you had a great Chinese man of God.
你们有一个中国人
，Chinese man of God.
在中国有一个属佛神的人。
You may have heard his name, Pastor Xu.
你们也许听见他的名字，就是什么这个牧师。
If you haven't heard of him, he is well known in the West.
你们若是没有听见，他在西方是相当出名。
His life has been written.
有一种的生平写出来关于他。
And there was one thing which he said, which is very illuminating.
他说的一件事，那是相当有亮光。
This is what he said.
他这样说
：When we were breaking new ground.
他说当我们进入一个新的工厂的时候
and dealing with the heathen who had never heard of Christ
我们是对那些个从来没听福音的外邦人传福音
the Lord gave us many outward signs
主就给我们许多外面的神迹奇事。
He gave the gift of tongues.
他给我们说方言的恩赐。
He gave the gift of working miracles.
他给我们行神迹的恩赐。
The gift of healing bodies.
医病的恩赐。
All these things were connected with the beginning of things in any place.
所有这些神迹其实都是在某一个地方开始的时候发生的。
But we notice that when these believers began to grow up in the Lord,
那我们也看出来，当这些信徒在主里面长进了，
these things were withdrawn.
这些事情就消失了。
And they had to trust the Lord not because of signs,But just because of himself.
那么他们就需要学习相信主，不是因着神迹，而是因着认识主自己。
Maturity in the Christian life meant the withdrawing of these things which the Lord gave to little children.
基督徒生命的成熟是需要主所给那些小孩子们的外面的一些个神迹启示。
That is very illuminating.
这是相当有亮光的。我刚才调的言字，生命成熟是需要来升级，其实退去。
These objective things relate to laying foundation.
这些客观的东西都是关系那个开头设立根基的时候有的。
Paul and the other apostles were laying the foundation for this whole dispensation.
使徒保罗和其他的使徒都是在那安置这个新时代的根基。
Therefore, they had the exceptional and what we might call the abnormal side of things.
所以他们就有了那些例外的事情，也就是我们所说的不平常的事。
That is the abnormal.
那就是不平常的。
What is the normal way in this dispensation?
那么在这个新约时代里头，平常的方法是什么？
It is the second method that the Lord employed with Ezekiel.
这就是主给以斯帖意象的时候是用的那第二个方法。
Which had to do with the development of the purpose of God.
这个和神那个神旨意的发展有关系。
When you come to such a great thing as the house of God,
当你来看见神的圣殿这样重大事的时候
，and the inheritance,
也看到这个以色列发展成就产业的事情的时候
，and the city,
也看见那个圣城的时候
，it is the Spirit who is doing it all the time.
这是圣灵来做这样启示工作。
You notice it is the Spirit led me in.
他那里一直说是圣灵引导我，引导我进入这件事。
The Spirit set me down.
这个圣灵把我安置在哪里
？Spirit took me out.
圣灵把我带出去。
The Spirit showed me.
圣灵指给我看。
It's all the movement of the Spirit.
这些都是圣灵的举动。
That is the normal way for this dispensation.
这是最平常我们新约时代该有的一个光景。
The Lord Jesus Himself said that that would be the normal.
主耶稣曾说这是正常的。
When the Spirit of truth was come, He shall guide you into all the truth.
当那个真理的灵来了，
他就带你进入一切的真理。He shall take the things which are mine and show them to you. 他要把一切赐给我的事都
指给你们看。
And the rest of the New Testament is along that line. 是这个新约其他部分，就福音书以后其他部分，都是这样模式出来的。The normal way is the anointing. Because of that ministry that the apostle prays in this way.
就是为着这个知识，使徒才这样的祷告。
For this cause I also.
他这样祷告说
Cease not to give thanks for you.
他就为这个缘故，就为你们不住地感谢神。
Making mention of you in my prayers.
祷告的时候常提到你们。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ,
求我们主耶稣基督的神
the Father of glory,
荣耀的父
may give unto you a spirit of wisdom and revelation.In the knowledge of Him,
将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
That is the knowledge of Christ.
那就是真知道基督。
And you Greek scholars will know that the word knowledge there is full knowledge.
你们非常有学问的人才知道，这里这个真知道啊，乃是完全知道的意思。
A spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of Christ.
一个赐人智慧和启示的灵，使你们完全丰满地知道基督。
Having the eyes of your heart enlightened.
并且照明了你们心中的眼睛。
That you may know.
使你们能知道。
And then the things that you may know are mentioned.
然后就说到能知道的那些事。
Here is the work of the Holy Spirit in relation to ministry.
这里就是说到圣灵的工作如何关联到这个执事的问题。
In relation to the ministry of the church must have the eyes of its heart enlightened.
为着教会能尽他的职事，教会的眼睛必须被照明。
The church must have a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of Christ.
教会必须有智慧和启示的灵，能以丰满的、完全的认识基督。
This ought to be the normal life of the church in this dispensation.
这就是教会在这个时代里头应有的正常的生命光景。
That it is not the normal life means that things are all wrong.
若不是这种生命正常的光景，那就是什么都是错误的。
The church ought to know what is the hope of its calling.
教会应该知道他所得到的呼召是何等的职分。
It ought to know what the riches of the glory of his inheritance.
教会应该知道神在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
It ought to know the exceeding greatness of his power.
教会也应该知道神那个莫大的能力。
This ought to be the normal knowledge of the church for its ministry.
这些都是教会应该有的正常的知识来尽他的职事。
And what ought to be true of the whole church?It ought certainly to be true of its ministers.
并且所有在教会身上应该有的光景，而在所有执事的人身上也应该有这个光景。
This is the meaning of the open heaven.
这就是那个天，敞开天的意义。
The spirit of wisdom and revelation has been given.
就是说有一个智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。
The eyes of the heart have been enlightened.
心中的眼睛也被照明了。
We know.
我们知道。
We know the movements of God.
我们知道神的举动。
We know the way that God is taking.
我们知道神所走的路。
We know the end that God has in view.
我们知道神要达到的目的。
And we know that God is working all things after the counsel of his own will.
我们也知道神行做的一切都是照着他的计划的旨意。
That is what Ezekiel came to see by the open heaven.
这就是以斯帖得着了敞开的天所看见的。
God has an end.
神有一个目的。
God is moving toward that end.
神就是朝着那个目的而行动。
All the mighty energies of God are directed toward that end.
神一切的大能大力努力都是向着那个目的而去。
All these things in heaven and in earth are being governed in relation to that end.
所有天上地下的事都是管制朝着那个目的而去。
This is what Ezekiel saw.
这就是以斯帖所看见的事。
The book is the book of the persistent energies of God to Lord his end.
这一世纪一本书乃是说出来神那个持久的努力要达到他那个目的。
We brothers and sisters ought to know that in our own experience.
我们弟兄姊妹应该在我们自己的经历中认识这件事。
Are you saying I don't know anything about this?
你是不是说我对这些事一点不了解？
Are you saying that is not my experience?
也许你说这个不是我的经历。
Well, I want to say to you very strongly that that can be your experience.
我愿意很强地告诉你说这是能成为你的经历。
The inheritance of people in the days of Paul only.
这些东西不是光在使徒保罗那个时候人所能承受的。
This letter relates to the church in the whole dispensation and afterward.
这一本以弗所书所说的乃是说到整个这个时代和将来时代的教会。
It reaches unto us.
这个能达到我们身上来。
We can be in this position.
我们能得到这个地位。
I expect you're saying, well, how can we be there?
我想也许你们就会问说，我怎样能这样？
It may be one of the questions that you would raise presently.
也许等一下你就会发一个问题了。
I would just answer it in this way.
我只要这样答复你。
Go and ask the Lord to do this thing in you at any cost if you will accept the cost.
要去求主在你身上不惜任何代价来做这一件事，只要你肯出那个代价。
It was a tremendously costly way for Ezekiel.
这个在以斯帖身上实在需要出一个相当重大的代价。
That opens up quite a new line.
这又叫我们有一个新的路线要说了。
Read through this book and see what it cost the prophet.
你若是把以斯帖书读过，你就能看见那需要以斯帖出多大的代价。
There was a time when this vision cost the prophet his wife.
有一个时候，这个异象需要以斯帖牺牲了他的妻子。
His young wife died as a sign to Israel.
他那个年轻的妻子死了，就做了以色列人的一个兆头。
And many other things happened to him which were very painful.
还有许多别的事遭遇到他身上都是痛苦的。
It is a costly thing to have the open heaven.
所以要得着一个敞开的天，是需要出代价的一件事。
The cost may not come to us in the same way.
不一定像以斯帖那样叫我们受到牺牲。
But believe me, an open heaven involves us in a great deal of suffering.
但是请信我，一个敞开的天常常把我们陷到一个相当困难的境地。
It involves us in the impossibility of being understood by those who have no open heaven.
这会把我陷到一个境地，苦到一个境地，是没有得着的敞开天的人不能了解。
It involves us in persecution from other people of God.
也会陷我们到一个境地，是我们受到神其他子民的逼迫。
That is what it meant to Ezekiel.
这就是以斯帖身上是有的故事。
And yet it's worthwhile.
可是还是值得的一件事。
Anybody who has the open heaven would not give it up for anything.
无论谁一得到这个敞开的天，就不肯因着什么事而放弃它。
They would not give it up for all the popularity in this world.
就是全世界才能变得最有名的人，他也不肯放弃了敞开的天。
It is the most precious thing that any man can have is an open heaven.
人生能得到的最宝贵的一件东西，就敞开的天。
To have this kind of fellowship with God，
能得到这样和神的一个交通。
Where God is going on and on showing ever new things，
在这里神一直向前，一直向前，给人看见新的事。
If you are prepared to accept the cost。Then ask the Lord to make it real.
若是你们准备好要出这个代价的话，那么你就可以求主使这个成为实际。
Do not be surprised if you had what Ezekiel had very soon after his first vision.
你们有了以斯帖在得到第一次异象之后所有的那个问题难处，你就不要惊讶。
He said, "I sat for 7 days astonished."
他说我在那有七天之久惊叹。
But had to be taken for the burial of the dead.
你记得这个七天乃是埋葬死人是需要的一个日期。
When anyone died, no one was clean for 7 days.
有什么人死了在旧约的时候，人必须过了七天才洁净。
They mourned for 7 days and they were as dead for 7 days.
他们哀哭有七天，他们也像死了七天一样。
The 8th day is always the day of new life in the Bible. You know that.
那死都是为着新生命。
But Ezekiel was like a man dead for 7 days.
以斯帖就像一个死了人有七天之久。
The tremendous effects of vision.
这个得到异象有一个相当大的影响。
It took him through a very painful time.
这个就叫他经过一个很痛苦的事情。
Don't be surprised if you begin to have a difficult time.
若是你们能有一个很难艰难的时候，你们不要惊讶。
That may be a part of the price of a new ministry.
那也许就是你们得这个新的职事所该出的代价。
What I mean is this.
我的意思是这样。
When we have undertakings with the Lord like this,
当我们和主之间有事情像这样的事的时候
，The Lord usually begins to take us through deep experiences to make it very real。
主常常就把我们带到很深的经历中，为要使那些事成为实际。
Oh, our flesh does want the vision。
是的，我们的肉体是不要这个意象。
Our flesh does want the ministry。
我们的肉体也不要这个知识。
Our flesh wants all the glory。
我们的肉体是要荣耀。
But the Lord takes action against our flesh。
但是主有了举动来对付我们的肉体。
And we go through a period in which the flesh is brought to death。
我们就会进入一个时期，我们的肉体完全带着死亡。
And then it is quite safe for the ministry。
然后我们对知识才稳妥一点。
This is true to experience.
这个在经历中完全是对。
And this lies right there at the heart of the ministry of Ezekiel.
这就是以斯帖他那个知识里头所有的光景。
Now I've gone over my time by 10 minutes.
我已经过了四分钟了。
I promised you that I would go over this and give you all the points.
我愿意再说一次，把这些重点都给你们知道。
Perhaps you'll have a try at getting them.
也许你们自己会把这些重点找出来。
See what you can put down afterward, and then we'll go over it again some other time.
我看看你们到底找出什么了，然后我们再把这重点点出来。